You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
David.
Oh, come on in.
How are you?
Oh, you know.
Oh, you should have asked. One of us could have picked you up.
Oh, don't worry. Mum doesn't mind driving. She's only sorry that she can't stay. Pip and Josh, both at this rugby tournament the Fairbrothers are putting up.
Oh, yes, you said.
Mum and I had both forgotten that Ben's friends were coming over, so Mum's going back to cook lunch for them.
Oh, Davy, look, can I help you with your jacket?
No, I can manage one-handed.
Well, I'm afraid our numbers are rather depleted too, because Kate's driving Phoebe to Oxford for her interviews and Lillian's off shopping in London.
Oh, right.
Won't be long now till she moves back home. The hinges on the drinks cabinet can have a rest.
Brian, don't be so mean. She'll still be here for Christmas.
What?
You're not expecting her to spend the day at the Dower House on her own. Oh, David, really, it can't be easy with that sling.
If you could just pull the sleeve.
Back to today, though. It'll just be the three of us.
Oh, OK. Oh,
yes, thank you.
Well, come on through. You have our undivided attention.
Congratulations, Pip. Well played.
Oh, cheers, Adam. I didn't have much to do with it, though. Rob scored most of our tries.
Taking it all a bit seriously, wasn't he?
Oh, you're telling me. I've never played touch rugby before.
Oh, you still did pretty well.
You okay?
Yeah, but sadly, I think my days as a prop may be behind me.
Didn't I say you'd pick it up fast?
Oh, hey, Toby.
You look like a pro.
Bobbing and weaving, smart little dummy runs. I couldn't stop watching you.
Well, thanks. Even if you are exaggerating. Oh, hi, Rex.
All right. Bad luck, Adam. If only Jamie had made that pass.
No. Pip's Wu-Tang Clan were deserved winners.
Great name, by the way.
So do you need me to get back to taking orders?
Sure, I guess.
Toby, let her have a rest first. Our match doesn't kick off for another 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, grab yourself some water.
Ta. How are sales going?
Pretty good. We've had deposits on, what, 20 geese?
17.
But there are people arriving all the time, so.
Oh, you haven't seen Charlie, have you?
Charlie Thomas?
Yeah, I was expecting him to be here. He was going to sign up for a team.
I don't think so.
So, you're coming down to the ball afterwards?
Me? Anyone else going?
I'll have to see.
Rex?
I'll be there. I've not been in yet since it reopened.
Oh, OK, then. Great. Well, I'm going to cool off. I doubt anyone wants to buy a goose from me when I'm all sweaty.
You'd be surprised.
Good luck with your match, boys. May the best side win.
Pip, I'll come with you.
You do know you don't stand a chance. Me and my lads are going to pummel you.
Listen, Toby. I know this is the big showpiece, but it's not a tournament or anything. There's no trophy at the end of it.
Of course there is. Pip's never seen me play before. I reckon tonight could be the night.
For what?
Blimey, Rex. No wonder you never have any luck with women. The ladies, they love a bit of athletic prowess.
Is that right?
Mm.
Well, we better just see who wins then. Hadn't we?
Oh, whoopsie, Daisy.
I'm sorry. I can't seem to keep my carrots on the plate.
Oh, never mind. I'd have had to wash the tablecloth anyway.
I'm sorry.
So that's that. I'm not sure exactly when Charlie leaves Berry Farm, but it'll probably be after New Year.
Wow. Did he realise it was coming?
Well, Justin hardly made it a secret. He wasn't happy with his performance.
The botulism wasn't his fault, though.
Well, I'm not saying it's fair.
No.
We've all grown rather fond of Charlie, especially Adam. Despite losing the estate contract, they've really supported each other.
Maybe Adam will realise quite how good he's got it.
Now, Brian,
if he weren't for someone like Justin, he really would live or die by his decisions. At least Justin's offered Charlie a safety net, some job up north, although I haven't heard if he's accepted it yet.
Well, we'd certainly be for the chop.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, if we work for Justin, our yields have been way down for the last few weeks.
And your new dairyman's not making a difference?
Well, probably, but it's too soon to tell. And as for Pip, well, don't get me wrong, it's wonderful having her on the farm.
It's not like having Ruth around.
No.
Oh,
Damn it!
Oh, don't worry, it's fine. Oh. It's only a few peas.
Sorry.
And I'll vacuum them up later.
And, of course, it doesn't help that I'm worse than useless.
So when does the cast come off?
Oh, 3 weeks, hopefully. And even then, though, I can only do light work.
Yes, but Ruth will be home soon, and she'll be back for your anniversary, won't she? Oh, I'm sorry, I always remember, because it's the day after Adam and Ian's.
Oh.
Anything special planned?
No, not really.
Well, you should make a real fuss of her. After the year you two have had, you deserve to treat yourselves.
No, you're right. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be so glum. Things really aren't that bad.
No, but we understand.
I'm sure we'll find a way through it.
Well, of course you will.
Oh! What is the matter with me? Has that gone on the floor as well?
No, no, the carrot's here. Landed in my lap.
Feeling so certain of that victory now?
Credit where credit's due. That was a decent try.
You know the best part about it? I touched the ball down right in front of Pip.
So?
Oh, never mind. Maybe athletic prowess isn't everything. She might prefer losers.
Yeah, there's still 5 minutes left.
There's not much time to score two tries.
Trust me, Rex. This match isn't over yet.
There you go. One piping hot mug of mulled wine and a pork back.
Oh, cheers, Adam.
Oh, looks like Rex might have won it with that last try.
Yeah, it looks that way. Oh, although you never know. Come on! So are you all set for the big day?
Pretty much. To be honest, there's not been a huge amount to do. We were planning to wear the same suits we wore for our civil partnership.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Yeah, except when Ian tried his on, it didn't fit.
Oh, no, you're joking.
Yeah, so we went into town yesterday and hired a new one.
What a shame.
Oh.
Still, I suppose that's the peril of being a professional chef.
Yeah. Sorry, hang on. Ah.
Oh, Adam, everything all right?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Just a text from Ian asking how our match went. He says he's going to run me a nice hot bath.
Oh, you too. You're so adorable.
You know, I think I might head back.
Oh, I know you're not leaving.
Doesn't look as though Charlie's going to turn up.
Oh, but it's almost over. Don't you want to stay till the end?
Well,
oh, look, Rex is about to score another. Go on, quick, Toby, stop him!
So much for touch rugby being a non-contact sport. What's up with Rex? Toby didn't hit him that hard, did he?
Rex? Come on, don't mess around.
Oh, is it?
In my back.
Oh, all right, just breathe. Can you stand?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. I wasn't expecting you to change direction.
Toby, what the hell have you done?
Pip!
Why did you tackle him?
It was an accident. It was only meant to be a touch.
You ran straight into him. Do we need to call an ambulance?
No, it's just an old injury.
Exactly. Come on, you need to have it checked out. I'll take him to hospital. Come on, mate. Up you get.
Come on, right, let's go.
Toby, I'd better.
No, look.
No, you need to keep things going here.
Honestly, I should be the one to take him.
You've done plenty already.
Yeah, Toby. Listen to Pip. You stay here.
Another brandy, David?
Oh, go on then. One advantage of a broken arm. Don't have to drive anywhere.
Uh-huh. I'm pleased to hear Ruth finding her trip to New Zealand so interesting.
Hmm.
You ask me, they had the right idea when they got rid of subsidies.
You're not serious?
Absolutely. Just look how well they've been doing. In comparison over here with the constant rule changes and politicians sticking their noses in. Well, come on, David. You can't tell me the cap isn't a ruddy farce.
Well, you've managed to do quite well out of it over the years.
We have to make the best of whatever situation you're in, but I still think we'd be better off without it.
And anyway, isn't that a lot like Adam's been saying?
Well, how do you work that out?
What's this you're discussing?
Oh, hello, darling. David's telling me about what Ruth learnt in New Zealand.
Oh?
Without subsidies, they've been forced to go back to basics, making the most of their natural resources.
Oh, that sounds exactly what Adam's trying to do.
Yes, I know.
Which is the point I'm trying to make.
It's not what I meant, though. I admit we've made subsidies work for us. We'd be a fool not to. In the end, though, they still distort the market. They force farmers to kowtow out of policies dreamt up in Brussels.
Yes.
Instead of letting us innovate and do what we know's best.
Which is what Adam's doing by experimenting with herbal leaves.
Oh, no, Jenny.
I'd say so.
Well, isn't he, Brian?
Well, I think you'll find Adam may be questioning the wisdom of that now.
Oh, really?
Besides, we're not in New Zealand. We still have subsidies. Oh, which reminds me, David, there's a conference this Tuesday looking at the new cap changes. It's only in Felbersham, if you fancy joining me.
Yeah, why not? I'd only be twiddling my thumbs on the farm otherwise. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd better answer this.
Yeah, of course.
It's Pip. I'll just see what she wants.
Oh.
Hello, love.
What did you mean about Adam?
Hmm? Oh. Well, after the workshop we went to last week, the farmer there's improved his soil fertility and he's done it without chucking out his normal cropping program. No setting aside great swathes of land like Adam's doing. No mob grazing.
Okay, I'll come back.
Simply introduced a few cover crops when the fields are bare, and he's kept the business in profit.
So, has Adam changed his mind?
Well, he's not going to come out and admit it, is he? But I've got the feeling he's beginning to see the soundness of my advice.
Oh, have you really?
Jennifer, sorry, but you couldn't give me a lift home, could you?
What's happened?
Rex has hurt himself playing rugby.
Oh, no.
Is it serious?
Well, I don't think so, but Pip's taken him to hospital. Which means that Matthew is going to have to do afternoon milking and Pip can't get hold of him.
Oh, right. Oh, I see.
I'm so sorry. Thanks for inviting me over, but I'm going to have to get back to the farm.
You know, you don't have to stay with me.
Oh, Rex, I'm not going anywhere.
They'll just give me some painkillers and send me home.
You reckon?
Oh, they better. We're slaughtering the geese on Thursday. I can't afford to be laid up.
Oh, if you are, Toby's only got himself to blame.
No, it's my fault. I was stupid to risk my back.
Rex, Toby ran into you. It was obvious he meant to take you down.
Well, you know why that is, don't you? He was trying to show off.
Yeah, well, when isn't he?
I mean for you. All that strutting about, it was all for your benefit. And really, it was. He's planning to ask you out again.
Well, in that case, thanks for saving me.
Oh, Toby's always been the more outgoing one. You can hear someone say no 100 times, it's water off a duck's back. Me? Well, I'd rather not ask.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying, just because I'm not as obvious as Toby, it doesn't mean I don't like you.
I think they're calling you back in.
But
don't worry, I'll still be here when you get back.
Emma, need a hand?
Oh, thanks, Rob. It's my fault. I shouldn't have tried carrying so much.
Where are you taking it all?
I'll just head to the storeroom. I was set for them dusters. I brought them from home.
Oh, right.
Thought I'd give the kitchen a good clean before we started preparing food. It's amazing. Builder's dust just gets everywhere.
So I'm sure.
Still is gleaming, eh? Yeah.
Ironic that your customers in the tea room will be eating off chip plates and mismatching cutlery.
Well, it all has to be kept hygienic.
Yeah. How's Ed, by the way? Thought he might have come along to Feathers Will Fly yesterday. Or is rugby not really his thing?
Not particularly. And I don't think he was that keen to support the competition.
No, of course. That was a very clever marketing move by the Fairbrothers. According to Toby, they've sold a lot more of their geese.
Is that right? Mm.
How are you getting on with your turkeys?
Well, they ain't really my turkeys.
Sorry, that's me.
Oh, no, you go ahead. I'm off anyway. I'll just take this light at the back.
Hi, darling.
Rob?
Everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine. I was just wondering when you'd be home.
Why? I thought you were resting.
No, I have been. But Mum's picking up Henry from school, and I really need a new outfit for Adam and Ian's wedding, so I thought maybe if you came home a little early, you could give me a lift into town. Rob?
I told you, Helen, you need to take it easy.
Shopping for dresses isn't going to wear me out.
No, but you must have something in the wardrobe. What about the dress I bought you for New Year?
No, I've tried. It doesn't fit.
Well, the purple one, then.
That's tight, too.
Oh, come on. You're not showing that much.
No, but I want something I feel comfortable in.
Well, I'm sorry, darling, but I gave you money for maternity clothes. Couldn't you have bought something then?
I suppose.
I'm managing the shop. I'm supervising the tea room.
Yes, it's okay.
How am I meant to do all that and take you out shopping?
You're right. I wasn't thinking. Oh,
What was that? Helen, was that the front door?
Yeah.
Are you expecting anyone?
No, I better go. Oh, and supper we'll keep in the oven. Work as late as you like. Bye, darling.
Bye.
All right, I can hear you. Sorry, I was on the phone.
Helen, is it?
Yes, that's right. Sorry, have we...
Not in person. Ursula. Rob's mum.
The smashed pane's been repaired. Just waiting for the frame to dry so I can give it a final coat.
And what about the dining room wall?
Oh, well, I'm painting over the graffiti now, Oliver.
Ed, you're a marvel. I can't tell you how much you've helped put our minds at rest.
Ain't no problem.
Well, just make sure to invoice me, all right?
Well, only be for what I've spent on paint.
And for your time as well.
No.
Ed, I told you, our premium's bound to go up now. Might as well let the insurers pay.
Well, when you put it like that...
Good man. How's the rest of the house looking?
Well, yeah, it's getting there.
And I hear things are coming along in the village too. The Bull's reopened?
Yeah, and the village shop.
Splendid. Caroline spoke to Shula over the weekend, told her all about turning on the lights. And you know, for the first time, I actually felt a little homesick. Still, it sounds as though Ambridge is finally back on its feet, wouldn't you say, Ed? Hello?
Sorry?
Something wrong?
No, so you're still enjoying yourself over there?
Oh, yes, it's fantastico. We went to Florence the other day for the Christmas market.
Yeah, that does sound nice.
Ed, sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Now, come on, no point fibbing. I can hear it in your voice.
Well, I told you Hazel Woolley gave Mum and Dad notice on keepers.
You said?
Well, they still can't find anywhere.
Oh.
Not for all three of them. So, Grandad's going into emergency accommodation.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, we thought it would be a care home or something.
Well, obviously.
If it's not, it's the sort of place they'd have put me when I was living on the street.
Well, you mean like a hostel?
Yeah, he's moving in the week after next.
Oh.
That's when they have to be out of Grey Gables. Mum and Dad have found a one-bedroom flat in Copley, but...
I'm so sorry, Ed. If we'd known, we could have helped.
You've done enough already.
Well, no wonder you sound worried.
It's breaking Mum and Dad's heart.
Ed?
I'd best go. Emma's here.
Well, hang on,
Ed. No, I'll email that invoice through to you.
Yes, all right. Seriously, though, Ed, tell your parents we're thinking of them. And Joe, of course.
Yeah, I will. Cheers, Oliver.
Oh, there you are. Didn't you hear me? I thought you could do with a treat.
Oh?
Yeah, mince pies. To be honest, they weren't meant for the tea room, but the filling leaked. But they'll still taste just as good.
Oh, no, that's great.
Hey, look at this place. Where's the graffiti?
Oh, it's all painted over now.
Oh, well done. You'd never know it was there. Tea or coffee, Ursula?
Coffee, please. White, no sugar.
Yeah, it's fine. The kitchen's normally tidier than this, by the way. I decided to reorganise the cupboards.
I did wonder. So, a baby boy.
Oh, yes.
Now, I hope you don't mind, but I thought I ought to bring you a few things. Now, it's Rob's blanket from when he was a baby.
Oh, right.
Blue, of course. And a sleep suit that says Little Prince.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you. To be honest, I hadn't realised you knew. Even my parents don't know the gender yet.
Really? Then it's nice to be first for once. Do you know where you're having the baby?
Where?
Could you have him at home? So much nicer than being with all those other new mothers. I remember the noise in the maternity ward after Miles was born. Some people have no consideration.
Actually, I probably will go into hospital. I had preeclampsia last time and, well, it was a bit touch and go. I ended up needing a C-section.
Right, I see.
I mean, it all turned out fine, but, well, it was a worry. Don't think I want to take the risk.
No, Rob wouldn't want that.
No.
Are you getting plenty of rest?
Oh, yeah, don't worry. Rob's making sure I take it easy.
And what about morning sickness? You do look a bit pale.
Oh, to be honest, I think I'm just tired.
Ah, well, that's something you can't do very much about. You better just pray the baby doesn't take after his father.
Really? Why?
Couldn't keep still. He'd barely let me get through a night. All fists and feet. He just wouldn't stop kicking.
Right. Fingers crossed, then.
Hello, where are you?
Rob Wynne here. What are you doing back? I thought you wouldn't be home till much later.
Well, I changed my mind.
Guess who's come to see us?
Hello, darling.
Mum, what are you doing here?
I know. I should have called ahead, but your father and brother are out all day looking at cattle, and I suddenly thought, oh, why don't I drive up?
You told your mum about the scan?
In an email. I wasn't expecting you to visit, though.
Well, if I can't visit on an occasion like this, when you're about to give us our first grandson...
Well...
Don't I get a kiss?
Yes, of course. Well, what a surprise.
Isn't it just?
So, what have you two been talking about?
Emma, don't. That's the living room. We shouldn't go in there.
Why not?
Well, the oak floor's brand new.
So, take your boots off. Come on.
All right, okay.
Aren't Oliver and Caroline freaking out knowing this place is empty? Especially now they've been broken into. If I lived here, I'd never leave. Is this new?
What's that?
The fireplace. It's different.
Oh, the surround is. The grate's still the same.
Same as the one you had?
Yeah. Grandad always used to like to warm his long johns in front of it.
It's so funny thinking of you growing up here.
It didn't look much like this then.
No, I know.
You must have seen that old photo, the one of Grandma Grundy in the kitchen. Next to the range, there's a pen with a little pig in it.
Yeah, I have seen it.
Grandad loves that picture. He says he didn't have much, just the farm, but he had everything he ever wanted. He won't be thinking that this Christmas.
Ed, come on. Joe and your parents come into Ambridge View for Christmas Day. We'll still all be together.
Yeah, I know. Still... Did I tell you he went down the ball this weekend? He came straight back. I reckons his old seat had gone, full of people he didn't know.
Was it only because it had just opened?
No, Em, it ain't just that. I remember what he were like when he was evicted from here. Living in Meadow Rise almost did for him. And now that he's that much older...
Ed, there's no point upsetting yourself.
I just can't help thinking, though, that...
Then don't. Come here.
What are you doing? What are you messing around with your phone for?
I want you to dance with me.
What?
No refusing. Just think of all the Christmases your family have spent in this house and pretend like you still live here.
Yeah, but
for Joe, let's make one more happy memory.
Well, thanks for coming over.
No, it's been lovely finally to see where you live.
Will you be okay driving back in the dark?
Oh, she'll be fine, won't you? And I'm sure you want to get back before Dad and Miles.
Yes, that's true. Although I did mean to ask, have you given any thought to godparents?
Oh, well...
Because, Rob, if you were to ask your brother, don't you think it would be a nice gesture?
Look, we really haven't considered it.
Actually, Rob, when you mentioned a christening, I presumed we'd ask Adam and Ian.
Who are they?
Adam's my cousin and Ian's his...
They're friends from the village.
Oh, I see.
Like I say, there's no rush. Now, you need to get going.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to see more of each other now anyway.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye then, Mum.
In fact, if you like...
What?
We'd love to have you join us for Christmas.
Oh, well...
I don't think so. Helen's really not up to big trips at the moment.
No, of course not.
We're going to have a quiet Christmas by ourselves.
That's probably very wise.
Well, thank you, though.
Now, let's not make her stand in a draft. Safe journey home.
Yes, all right. And congratulations again, Helen. We really are ever so thrilled.
Good. I'm pleased.
Bye, Rob. Darling.
Bye-bye, Mum.
Well, that was certainly unexpected. Is she normally like that? Not that she isn't lovely. She had lots of questions about me and the baby. Rob, you all right?
Why did you say that about Adam and Ian?
Sorry?
We're not even talking about it, and you're announcing it in front of my mother. I mean, they're not exactly godparent material now, are they?
Why not?
Is that really the sort of influence we want for our son? Especially given what we know about Adam?
Rob, I really don't think that has any
godparents
bearing...
Godparents are supposed to set a moral example... Helen, I don't see anything moral in their behaviour.
Look, we don't know what happened. But they're getting married next week, and anyway, I've already floated the idea with Ian. He'd be so upset if we changed our minds.
We? Oh, you seem perfectly happy making my mind up for me.
Yes, okay.
Imagine if I did that to you.
No, you're right.
How would you feel?
I'm sorry.
And it's not my fault if Ian's upset. You should have consulted me first. Well, shouldn't you?
So when do you imagine you'll be back?
Well, the conference finishes at 5, so depending on the traffic out of Felbersham...
And you're dropping David back home, of course.
Yeah, but I'd say no later than 6. How about you? Will you be back from Oxford by then?
Well, I'd have thought so.
Still can't understand why Kate couldn't pick up Phoebe herself. She knew the date. She didn't have to have the yurts delivered today.
Well, you know how these things are.
I know what Kate's like.
And you should be pleased. You were the first to complain when she was twiddling her thumbs.
Still wasn't an invitation to erect some sort of Bedouin camp on my land.
Yurts are Mongolian, darling, and it's happening. So you're simply going to have to get used to it.
I'm well aware of that.
Ryan, you off?
Yeah. I'll let you know if anything useful comes up. Doubt there'll be much discussion of herbal lays.
Well, when has EU farm policy ever been on the cutting edge? Always takes them a while to catch up with modern thinking.
Yes, well...
I'd be interested to hear what you find out, though.
You should really get going, darling.
Indeed.
And say hello to David for me.
I will. Safe trip down to Oxford.
Thanks.
See you, Brian.
Oh, Adam, honestly.
What?
Well, I thought the pair of you were starting to see eye to eye.
According to whom?
Well, Brian. In fact, he says since you went to that farm workshop together, you've been coming round to his point of view.
Oh, have I?
He thought you'd realise there were simpler ways to improve the soil. So that's not true, then?
Not if you want to do it well. Oh, he's just spouting what he wants to believe, as per usual.
Oh, I did wonder.
I chose that farm on purpose. At least he's come round to admitting that soil needs attention. Now I need him to understand that we can't afford to do it half-heartedly. Oh. No, I just wish it didn't always have to be such an uphill struggle.
Well, maybe you should have a quiet chat with him, then. Crossed wires won't help matters, will they? Something the matter?
No, just a text from Charlie. He's taking the job in Perthshire.
Really? Well, I suppose you can understand why.
Yeah, look, I'd best crack on. I need to haul the silage out to the sheep.
Yes, of course. Oh, Adam, before you go, you don't know what Helen's wearing for your wedding, do you?
Helen?
Mm-hmm. Now, I thought while I'm in Oxford, I might shop for a new outfit. And I know that Alice is going for floral pinks, but I just wondered about Helen.
I don't know, I'm sorry. I really do need to get on.
Yes, but darling...
I'll see you later, Mum. Have a good day.
Can you manage all right, David? You need a hand with the seatbelt?
Well, no, it's all right. I can reach it. To be honest, it's just a thrill to get off the farm. I'm not very good at being dependent on others, especially when there's so much to do.
Oh, I know. Nothing worse than feeling like a spare part.
Yeah, and I've been letting things get on top of me.
Here, let me...
Oh, thanks. I'm not sleeping particularly well either. And not just because of my arm. The bed feels very empty without Ruth, though.
Oh, of course.
I was awake till 1 last night. Pouring over the milk figures.
And?
Well, at least yields are on their way up at last.
Oh, that's encouraging.
Yeah, but we're still way below where we should be. At this rate, it's going to wipe out our profit for the entire year. Makes you wonder what's the point of going on, really.
Well, see, you've had a bad 12 months. Happens to the best of us. I was chatting to Ron Medler over at Bank Farm the other day. They're feeling the pinch too, all dairy farmers are.
Yeah, I suppose so.
There's no good looking back. The only thing you can control is the future. Maybe you'll hear something today to make you feel more optimistic.
Charlie. Hello.
Adam. What are you doing here?
Why do you think I would have come sooner? What was that text meant to mean?
Listen, I'm kind of busy.
Two words. Taking job.
Well, what else is there to say?
Don't you think it deserves a little more explanation?
I really haven't got time.
Why? Staring at the cows is a vital task now, is it? Seriously, Charlie, are you sure you're making the right decision? I mean, there have to be other jobs, and ones that aren't so far away.
Look, Adam...
Let alone with a company that's treated you so badly.
Look, can we not do this here?
But
it's hardly private. Hmm?
No, I guess.
If you really want to talk, let's go to my office. Okay?
Gran!
Phoebe! Darling, oh, there you are.
Oh, I'm really sorry. Have you been waiting long?
No, not at all.
My interview overran.
Oh, it's fine. Don't worry. There are worse places to fill one's time.
I know. It's amazing. Oh, see that window up there?
Where?
On the far side of the quad, to the left of the archway.
Uh-huh.
That's where I've just been.
Oh.
It's where I'd have my tutorials. If I get in, that is.
Oh, right. So, has it gone well, then?
That last one did. They were really interested in my time in South Africa.
Oh, really?
I was telling them about the township projects Mum worked on, and we ended up having this pretty intense discussion about the conflict between the aims of the post-apartheid state and the pressures of globalisation.
Oh, my goodness. That does sound impressive.
I hope so. It was the best interview I had. Everyone else seems much more clever, though.
Oh, nonsense. They wouldn't have interviewed you if they didn't think you were bright enough.
Maybe. But when you hear the other candidates talking, like, on the first night, they were all sat around comparing which societies they'd chaired, what Duke of Edinburgh awards they'd done.
Oh, don't take any notice, darling. They're only trying to make themselves feel more confident.
I suppose. I did make friends with one girl, Priya. She was great, really funny and down to earth.
Well, there you are, then.
It'd be brilliant if we were both offered a place.
And you'd definitely like to come here, then.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, if it doesn't feel right...
No, Granny. It would be incredible. Whichever college accepted me. Scary, and like a million miles away from how it is at sixth form. But I can so imagine studying here.
I'm just saying you've absolutely no reason to be loyal to Justin.
Nick's got nothing to do with loyalty. And why are you so sure anyone else would even want me? Word gets around, Adam. Any employer worth their salt would find out I'd effectively been fired.
So, maybe you'd have to go down a rung or two. Didn't you say it felt like the Perthshire job was a demotion anyway?
But at least I can work my way back into Justin's good books. You know, give it a couple of years and he might send me somewhere else.
Scotland, though?
No, what's the matter with Scotland?
Nothing! Except you don't know anyone there?
Yeah, and I didn't know anyone here. Adam, look... If you've something you want to
like
say...
you're letting them punish
let's
you
just
for
stop
something
all this
that isn't
pretending.
Your fault.
Go ahead. Just say why you're really here.
I've no idea what you mean.
Are you asking me to stay?
I...
Because if you are, that might make a difference.
Charlie, I'm just concerned you're doing the best thing for your career.
Oh, for God.
What's wrong with that? You've given me enough advice in the past. I'm only returning the favour.
Well, I've given it a lot of thought and I've decided the best thing for me at this moment is a clean break from everything.
Charlie.
Put my time here behind
me. A clean break would be telling Justin where to go.
What? And burn all my bridges? I need a better reason than that, Adam.
Well, in that case... all I say is good luck. I hope everything works out the way you want it to.
David, your name tag. They want us to hand them back in.
Oh, right, of course.
So what did you make of that? Are you feeling any more positive?
Should I be? I didn't hear one thing to suggest the prospects for Derry are going to improve anytime soon. In fact, I was sitting there thinking, why do we keep doing this to ourselves? We've seen so many other farmers cut their losses and get out. Maybe we've reached that point too.
And do what? Grow cereals? The prospects there aren't much better.
Oh, I know.
And besides, you and Ruth, you practically fell in love in the milking parlour.
Well, that's true.
I'd bet you my last penny she's not ready to chuck in the towel. David, what does Ruth have to say?
Well, I haven't really broached it with her. I mean, we've discussed the figures, of course, but the idea of actually getting rid of the cows, she'd hate it if she knew I was even talking about it.
There you are, then.
Well, I don't know, though, Brian. You know, she complains that I've not been consulting her. But when I talk to her on the phone, she sounds so happy and enthusiastic in New Zealand. I don't want to burst her bubble. I mean, to be honest, it feels like we're leading parallel lives. She still doesn't even know I've broken my arm.
You're kidding.
No. It used to be such a team. Never mind, sorry. I'm just feeling sorry for myself. She's only been away for a few days. Feels like a lifetime, though.
I think it can be forgiven, David. And you include all the time she spent up in Prada looking after her mum.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's back on Sunday. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah. Although it does mean that I can't put off the conversation about the herd any longer. We're going to have a serious talk about our future.
Well, aren't you impressed? It really is excellent the way they take care of them.
Oh, it does seem very good.
And after dinner, you said the undergraduates put on a quiz.
Yeah, that's right. Although my team didn't win.
Oh, you didn't come last, though, either.
That was after we had an introductory talk from one of the tutors, though.
Sounds great, Phoebe. I'm pleased it went well.
Oh, Adam, I must show you the hat I've bought. I thought it was perfect when I saw it in the shop.
Mum,
but
really?
But since then,
there's
I
no
just...
need to go overboard.
Rubbish, darling. It's your wedding day. Don't tell me I shouldn't make an effort.
Hello, may I come in?
Oh, Brian. Oh, that's marvellous. Everyone's home.
Ah. So, this is what beardy weirdies call a holiday home, is it?
Yeah, it's not just for beardy weirdies.
Besides, it's not finished yet.
Why? Is Kate going to add an ensuite?
No, there'll be rugs and cushions.
And a stove in the middle.
I think it'll be really cosy.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the whole point of going away is to stay somewhere better than your own home.
Oh, Brian.
Didn't you ever go camping?
With the Scouts, yeah, we did it properly. None of this glamping nonsense.
Whatever, Grandad. I'm going to find Mum.
Yeah, and I suppose I should head off as well.
Well, don't you want to know what I found out at the conference?
Can't it wait until tomorrow?
It won't take very long. As I predicted, beyond the usual cross-compliance requirements and incentives to grow nitrogen-fixing crops, there wasn't much new on soil improvement.
You don't say. Well, I'm not doing it to chase the subsidy.
No.
So it wasn't especially helpful then?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. No, it's always good to know where things are heading, even if we're not going to take advantage.
Right.
I'm not sure it did David much good, though.
No. Why? Oh, how is he?
Well, he's pining for Ruth, I think. He took your advice, by the way.
Oh?
Been trawling the internet for an anniversary gift. Apparently, a sculpture's what one gives for 27th these days.
Well, I never.
Listen, I'm going to get going.
Aren't you going to tell Brian about Charlie? Apparently, he's taken the job.
Oh, what up in Scotland?
Yeah, although I don't really know more than that.
Well, it's not a surprise. A young chap like that without any ties.
No.
At least Justin saw fit to offer a lifeline.
I still think it's a shame he's leaving, though. Charlie really is a fine young man, and he's become part of our lives.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're all going to miss him.
I'm sorry, Susan, but you can't believe Charlie would be going if it weren't for the outbreak. It's how these companies behave. Deny all responsibility and then let those accountable slip away once the fracas died down.
Well, maybe.
One sees it all the time.
Oh, Linda, before you go, you know I'm trying to make the shop more professional.
Yes, and I'm doing my best, but these set greetings you've given us just don't feel natural.
No, all right,
Jean
but...
Harvey took it entirely the wrong way when I called her madam.
Well, you can always adapt them. Actually, it's about your jewellery. I'm just not sure those beads give quite the right impression.
Susan, I'd like you to know that this necklace is inspired by the crafts of the Maasai people of Kenya and Tanzania. Orange represents hospitality. And to be quite frank, Susan, I doubt anything would go with those ghastly paisley tabards. Now, I really must be going.
Oh, yes, well, Carrie.
I'll see you at rehearsal.
Evening, Carrie.
Hello, Linda. Oh, I'm too late. You know, I thought you might still be cashing up. Just wanted some pipe tobacco for Joe. Should have come down earlier.
Oh, well, look, I suppose I
No, could no, have. He'll survive till tomorrow.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
Oh, mustn't moan. Oh, I've had so many folks say to me how much they've missed the shop. Especially the older ones who couldn't get to Bridge Farm. You know sweet Mrs. Mallard.
Oh, yes.
From Manorfield Close. Well, she took my hand and said not having the shop had ripped the heart out of the village.
Oh, that's lovely, Susan.
Well, all being well, it won't be long now till everyone's back in their homes and it'll be as though the flood never happened.
Fingers crossed.
Now you doing?
Oh, you know, putting one foot in front of another. What else can you do?
Of course. You'll be busy with the turkey soon.
Yeah, we're killing them, plucking them tomorrow.
Yes, that's it. Oh, come on, Clara. I know things aren't much fun at the moment, but you'll get there.
Oh, like you say, no point moaning.
Exactly. Now, look, I'm sorry, but I've got to go. I've got rehearsals for Calendar Girls this evening and I need to get the tea on.
Of course.
I'm glad you're feeling more chipper, though. Oh, and remember to pick us out a nice turkey.
Yes, OK, Susan, don't worry. We always do.
Who'd have thought it, eh? A tucker with a chance of going to Oxford.
She must have got her brains from somewhere.
Well, don't look at me.
Right. We're just waiting for Susan and Kirsty now. Shouldn't be much longer.
No worries, Linda.
Yeah, to be honest, it's nice to just stop for a while. I've been so busy getting ready for the wine festival.
Oh, yes. I had a little peek at the ballroom on my way up. I'm so looking forward to it.
I've forgotten, Linda. Are you coming during the day or to the evening reception?
Oh, the day. I want to find the perfect accompaniment for Christmas dinner.
Oh, you know Linda's moving back into Ambridge Hall, don't you?
How could I not?
I must say I found the house rather unsettling while it was in such a state, but now the wallpaper is going up and the carpet's going down, I can feel the positive chi returning.
Chi?
The life force in feng shui?
Absolutely. I've chosen the perfect spot for the tree. It'll be the first Christmas little Mungo's really aware of. Aww. So I want to make sure that it's extra special.
Oh, here are Kirsty and Susan now.
Ah, yes, marvellous. I thought we'd start by looking at your main scenes, the ones between Annie and John.
Oh,
right.
OK.
Well, don't be nervous. Remember, you're actors now. You're playing a part.
No, that's fine, Linda.
It's what we signed up for.
That's the spirit. Shall we begin?
So it's not a diamond necklace, then?
It's better. Much better. Sunflower seeds. Plant out round May. Up on the hill. Then call Lawrence. I promised he could photograph them.
Good. Let's just stop there.
Sorry, Linda.
No. It's very hard while you're still reading from the script. But you can afford to take your time, Roy. Those full stops aren't just there because you're dying. They're there because what you're trying to say is in the gaps between the sentences.
The
subtext, you mean? That's right. You're telling Elizabeth that as much as you might love each other, you're going to have to part. And Elizabeth, you know that too, even though you can't bring yourself to admit it. Can you find that emotion for me?
Yeah, we can manage that, can't we, Roy?
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
Fabulous. Let's try that again. From your pocket.
Pocket.
What about it?
It's a present.
For me?
Oh, dear. It's all a bit awkward, isn't it?
How do you mean?
Well, with Roy and Elizabeth. Really not sure it was sensible of Linda to cast them as a married couple. Especially seeing as their scenes are so personal.
Well, don't you think there's a chemistry between them?
Well, precisely, Kirsty. It's all anyone will be talking about. No one will care about our performances.
Susan, you're not suggesting people will actually think
it's bound to set tongues wagging again. And the gossip has only just recently died down.
I'm sorry, Susan. Am I missing something? I mean, they're just acting, aren't they? Don't you know?
Know what? Roy and Elizabeth. They had an affair.
What?
That's right, last year. I assumed everyone knew.
I wasn't here.
So how long was it going on?
Ah, well now.
Excuse me, can we not have any chatter? Kirsty, it's your cue.
Oh, is it? Oh, hell, sorry. Quick, she's coming.
Really, don't worry. I know I said your relationship is the emotional heart of the play, but we'll get there, I promise.
Well, it's like you said, it'll be easier when we know our lines.
Yes, exactly. Now, I must catch Carol before she goes.
Thanks, Linda. Right.
Well, wasn't too dreadful for you?
No, you?
No, it's fine. Kirsty, ready to head back?
If you are.
Sorry, we didn't mean to hog all the rehearsal.
Oh, no, I don't mind.
Those are really challenging scenes that you've got together.
Okay, then, shall we? See you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good night.
Oh, bye, Kirsty. Take care now. Oh,
yeah, you too.
You off as well, Susan?
Yeah. I just wanted to say, Elizabeth, well done. Oh. Can't be easy knowing what everyone's thinking.
No.
But at least you and Roy haven't got that many scenes together, and they're all at the start of the play.
Well, thank you.
Oh, goodness, who's this? Sorry, Elizabeth, do you mind?
No, no, no.
Hello? Carrie?
Susan, where are you? Are you at home?
Oh, no, I'm still at Lower Loxley. Why? What is it?
I don't know what to do. I need to talk to someone, but there ain't no one here.
Okay, all right.
I'm so sorry, Susan.
No, don't be daft. You're at the hotel, are you?
Yeah, but I can come over.
Right, you stay right where you are, Carrie. I'll come to you.
Kirsty, making a hot chocolate. Do you want one?
Yeah, okay.
Always used to make Phoebe a cocoa before she went to bed. Force of habit now.
Right.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I hadn't realised about you and Elizabeth, though.
Oh.
Susan mentioned it. She just assumed I knew.
Yeah, of course.
I won't lie, Roy. I was shocked. I knew something must have happened between you and Hayley, but it never even crossed my mind that you would have...
No.
Was it the reason you split up? Or was it a symptom?
Blimey, you don't mess around.
Hayley's a friend, Roy. I feel bad.
Well, since you ask, it was the reason. And I know there isn't a good excuse.
But how could you deceive her like that?
Oh, don't you think I've asked myself that? But anything I say is just going to come off as selfish and pathetic. Now, all I can do now is concentrate on our girls. At least there's something me and Hayley will always share.
I see.
Well, if we're bearing our souls, how are things between you and Tom now?
Well, I never thought I'd be able to set foot in Ambridge again. Let alone speak to him face to face. So I guess things must be improving.
Well, I'm glad, because believe me, he hated himself afterwards.
Yeah, well...
No, he did. I mean, you can imagine, we had quite a few heart-to-hearts. At least he was honest with you.
Honest? How the hell was Tom honest?
Well,
he let me think that he loved me. What could be more deceitful than that?
No, I know, but...
And don't tell me he was lying to himself. I've heard it all before.
But I wasn't going to.
All I've learned from Tom Archer is never think you know what people are really feeling. Especially the ones closest to you.
Well, yeah, Hayley would probably agree with you there.
Yeah. Roy, watch out!
What?
The milk, it's boiling over.
Susan, thank you so much for coming.
Are you sure you don't want to go inside?
No, the car's fine. There ain't nowhere private to go anyway, except our room. And I don't want Eddie or Joe to see me like this.
Clary?
It ain't fair.
Why? What is it?
It's just awful, Susan. The place the councillor put in Joe in.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't much better than a doss house. Eddie took him to see it last week. The rooms ain't even clean.
Oh,
and
love.
The people he'll be sharing with. All Joe's got is a bed and a basin. Everything else is communal. I don't know how he's going to feed himself.
But how can the council do that?
I keep wondering if he should come and live in the flat with us. I mean, he'd struggle to get up and down the stairs, and we'd have to put a bed in the living room. It wouldn't be no worse than that hostel, though.
Oh, Clary. I'd no idea. Why didn't you say something?
What can you do? You're already putting up Edward and Emma and the kids.
Oh, no, I know, but...
And I never honestly thought it would be this bad. I mean, we've worked hard all our lives. We've paid all our taxes, for the most part.
Of course you have.
The only thing I've had to hold on to is the thought of finally being back in my own home. And now...
Oh, dear. Look, I must have some tissues somewhere. Try in the glove box. And just remember, it won't be forever.
Won't it, Susan?
No, it's only temporary.
That's what we keep telling ourselves. But if we can only afford a one-bedroom flat now... Well, it ain't like me and Eddie are getting any younger.
No, but you didn't have long to look. Somewhere better will turn up, you'll see. Somewhere you can all live.
But what if it don't? What if it don't, Susan? stuck for the rest of our lives in a poky little flat miles away from our family. We don't deserve it.
No, you don't.
But what if that's the best we can hope for?
Go on, Dad. You go inside first. Get out of the rain.
Oh,
what horrible weather. Just what we need.
Yeah, like today, it's normally miserable enough.
You really get the heater on. It's cold enough in here to freeze the cider in the barrel.
Oh, give us a chance.
Now, Joe, are you sure you wouldn't rather be back at the hotel? You didn't have much breakfast.
Well, do you need me here?
Yeah, of course we do.
But how are you going to manage it? Eddie's killing the turkeys with Edward.
Yeah,
no. You can't pluck them all by yourself.
Come on.
We'll then get near to this afternoon.
I just don't want you getting poorly. Of course we need you, though. Now, come on. Sit yourself down. Fetch your blanket.
You might as well be here to mark the moment.
What do you mean?
Well, I reckon it's the last year we'll be doing this.
Eddie.
What are you talking about?
Don't say that.
Well, can we? The turkeys, they take up so much time. And if we ain't living in the village...
We'll find a way.
What for? Off these birds out there, oh, we ain't even sold.
Yeah, but we always bred turkeys for Christmas, Eddie.
Well, not anymore, it's over. It's probably going to end with us giving them away.
Dad, you coming or what?
Yes, all right.
You're standing out there waiting.
Yeah, I'm coming, Edward, I'm coming. Right, heater's on. It ought to start getting a little warmer in here.
All right, then.
Okay, Eddie.
Now, let's get these darn turkeys sorted.
So, what do you think?
Hang on, love. Let me just rinse my hands.
It's not as big as I was expecting. It's heavy, though.
Bronze, isn't it?
Yeah. I do hope Ruth likes it.
Right, let me see. Yeah. Oh, David, that's charming.
Really? I know ornaments aren't normally Ruth's thing.
No, it's perfect. Carve and its mother. She'll think it's a lovely anniversary present.
Oh, good. So, what are you up to? Not more cake.
It's the last one.
How many have you made?
Fallon wanted a couple more.
Oh.
I'm happy to do it. She's so busy with the tea room opening soon.
Yeah, I know, but...
I have still got to make a birthday cake for Lily and Freddie. But you know how much Freddie likes it.
Well, just don't do too much. You've really got me to take care of, as well as everything else.
You just keep exercising that shoulder. You'll be out of plaster and using your arm again in no time.
Yeah.
Where's Pitt, by the way? Haven't seen her.
She's helping Rex and Toby slaughter the geese. We've got the ministry vet there.
Oh, yes, of course. Is Rex back on his feet again?
Think so. Hospital recommended a few days' rest.
You might see him tomorrow, then, at the wine festival.
Mm.
Another interest those boys seem to have inherited from their father.
Yeah, I suppose so. Although I doubt I'll be going.
Why ever not?
Well, don't really feel like it. Elizabeth's not going to miss me.
David, what else are you going to do? Ruth's not here, and you hate being cooped up in the house.
Yeah, no.
You could at least try to enjoy yourself.
Come in. Oh, Matthew.
Morning, David.
You know you don't need to knock. Is everything all right?
No, not really. I was walking past the cow shed and I heard a calf coughing. I think you better come and have a look.
I was only stating the obvious, Clary.
No, I know,
and but... for the amount of effort the turkeys take, I'm better off just flogging Ollie and Mistletoe. Edward, am I doing this by myself?
Just a minute!
Who's he on the phone to?
Oh, Oliver, I think. And then there's the Fairbrothers geese. Come here, you stupid bird.
What about them?
Well, we can't compete with their fancy new ways of marketing them. I mean, look how much work Emma put into our website. And where has it got us, eh? A couple of sales and a whole pile of spam emails. Gotcha!
I'm just saying, don't talk that way in front of Joe.
Oh, all right, all right.
Say that again. You ain't serious, Oliver.
Oh, no, what now?
You're right. It looks like pneumonia. Look at the mucus there.
Shall I grab her?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, come here, girl.
Shh, come here. Whoa,
whoa. How the hell could Pip miss this? Couldn't she see how starey some of them are? What on earth is she playing at?
Right, I'll have the thermometer now. David?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Ta. I'm sorry. I should have spotted it sooner.
What are you sorry for, Matthew? Cars aren't your responsibility.
No, I know, but...
We've already had to drag you back into the parlour once this week, and now Pip's off with the Fairbrothers again. As if we aren't stretched enough as it is.
There's no reason to have expected it, though. There's a shed, it's well ventilated, and pneumonia, it can come on very quickly.
Yeah, it still didn't have to get to this point. I should have checked them myself. Broken arm doesn't stop me doing that.
These things happen.
I just assumed that Pip was on top of it.
It's nobody's fault. All right, let's have a look. 41 degrees.
Oh. Right, better call Alistair.
But that don't make no sense.
So where will they live?
Are they staying in Italy?
Well, that's what I'm trying to explain. Oliver says him and Caroline are having such a great time, they're not ready to come back. They're seriously rethinking what they want to do with their lives.
Oh, I see.
And Grey Gables is doing okay with Cathy and Roy running things, and if the house is going to be standing empty for a while, they'd rather there were folk living here.
But all of us, though?
Yeah, yeah, Mum, all of us. You, Dad, Grandad.
I don't believe it.
Me, Emma and the kids.
But we can't afford it.
They're not asking for rent. We just need to cover the bills.
No, that can't be right.
Mum.
Why would they do that?
Oliver reckons that they wouldn't have got broken into if there'd been people here. Or my cattle, they might not have been stolen.
Well, he's got a point there.
Yeah, we'd be doing them a favour. Those were his words. They want to know that the house is safe and looked after. Yeah,
but how long for?
6 months to start with.
So we won't have to move into the flat?
No. No, and Grandad don't need to go into the hostel. All of us back at Grange Farm, eh? Isn't that fantastic? Grandad? Aren't you going to say something?
Excuse me for a minute.
Dad, where are you going?
Joe?
What's the matter?
Wait, Dad, he's
yes,
fine.
But
he's fine. I'll give him a moment, okay? No, you go ahead, Matthew.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you've your own jobs to do. Finish washing down the parlour.
Okay. At least it stopped raining.
Yeah.
Just give me a shout if you need another hand.
I will do, and thanks again.
David?
Hi, Mum.
What's happening? Will the calves be all right?
Yeah, they should be. When Alistair gets here, he'll give them antibiotics. None of them seem that bad.
Oh, what a relief. The way you berated Pip on the phone, I thought it was much worse.
No, I know. I shouldn't have done that. If I wasn't stuck in this stupid cast...
Now, David.
But then I wouldn't have to rely on her. I mean, she says she spotted one or two of the calves coughing, but they were feeding fine and they didn't have any mucus.
There you go, then.
Yeah, I bet you Ruth would have picked up on it, though.
You don't know that.
I'm not criticising. It's great that Pip's so full of enthusiasm, but when it comes to experience, having that sixth sense to realise when something's wrong,
David,
the way that Ruth
Pip's
does...
Pip's had to take on so much responsibility.
Which is why I'm saying the only person I should be angry with is myself.
You don't need to be angry with anybody. It was a mistake, that's all. She's still learning.
Yeah, you're right.
And Ruth will be home this weekend.
Can't wait.
3 more days. And then life can finally get back to normal.
Hey, boy, hey. Maybe somebody else won't have to take care of you after all. What you reckon?
Granddad, are you all right? You having a chat with Bartleby?
Edward, be honest with me. This ain't no joke, eh?
Hey, what are you crying for?
Don't go pulling me leg, eh? It can't really be true, can it?
Of course it's true. Why would I make something like this up, eh?
But we weren't never going back.
Well, it seems like we are. At least for a while, anyway. Now, come on, come inside.
You know, when the eviction notice was served all them years ago, I didn't believe it then, neither.
No, I remember.
I mean, how can we lose Grange Farm? That soil's in our blood. We've been farming it for generations. Gives us more right to it than any tenancy agreement.
And it weren't fair what happened.
But it did. And I had to accept that I was wrong. But what if I weren't, though, eh? What if we was meant to be on that land, eh? What else can explain it?
I don't know, Grandad.
Thank you, Edward.
Oh, don't thank me. It's Oliver and Caroline we should be grateful to.
No, but you ain't never given up. And Stirling, he knows you belongs here.
If you say so.
So thank you. All I've ever wanted to do is to spend one more night in our old room. The one where I share with my beautiful Susie.
Hey, now, come on.
As soon as I can close my eyes and do that, I can leave this world a happy man.
Don't stop it. Plenty more nights ahead of you. Now, come on. Mum and Dad are wondering what's happened.
Right you are.
No more tears. We should be celebrating, eh?
But Eddie, how can we?
Ain't no shame in accepting a kindness. And I reckon we're due a dose of good fortune.
Oh, you're right. I'm being silly. Eddie, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Or dance on the cycle barrels.
Or all three at once. Oh, love, come here. Oh. Can you imagine, eh? Back under the same roof where we raised the boys.
Here we are. No need to fret.
Oh,
eh?
You all right, Joe?
I'm fine.
Yeah, we're all just a bit of a shock, weren't it, Grandad?
Don't have to tell me. There, that's it now. Let's sit you back down.
Oh, thank you, love.
So, Edward, are you all right with this?
Eh?
Yes. Will Emma mind?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, with all of us living together, you're the one Oliver really wants to look after the house.
Mum, look, honestly, Em were only saying the other day how much she loves the house. She'll be fine.
Well, as long as you're sure.
And if it means we all get to move in.
Yeah, so when will that be then?
Hey. Yeah, when are the decorators finished?
A couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, goodness. Eddie, I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah. Well, there's still plenty of turkeys to be plucked.
That's true. First things first.
Hey, we ought to have some music, though. Hey, how come the radio's not on?
Oh, I don't know. We just didn't...
Edward, flick the switch.
Yep, I've got it.
Joe, are you still cold?
A bit, Karina.
Well, let's turn up the heater as well. Oh, that's perfect. He's right, you know. Really does feel like Christmas is finally here.
So what do they want you to get, though?
I wish I knew. Your mum says they don't need any more red, but then Brian sidles up and tells me to order a couple of cases.
Well, you know why that is, don't you?
No.
He'll have something down in the cellar he doesn't want anyone else touching.
Ah, I see. And what about us?
Us?
Yeah, for after the wedding. I mean, I know we're going to the Bull, but we'll probably have a few people back afterwards. Or do you think you'll have had enough by then?
No, I'm more worried about the stag party. Sorry, is that Charlie's car? He hadn't said he was coming to the wine festival.
What was that about the stag party?
Oh, yeah, I just preferred not to make a big night of it. We're going to be celebrating the very next day.
I agree.
You do?
Absolutely. I don't want to be hungover at the ceremony, and I definitely don't want you to be.
Nor do I.
So, no unpleasant surprises then? Deal?
Yeah, it's a deal.
So how much longer are they staying in Italy?
Well, Oliver's told them they can have the house for 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
They must really love it out there.
Yeah. Hi, Charlie.
Oh, hi there, David. How's it going? How's the arm?
It's a complete and utter pain, if I'm honest.
I know the feeling. I was the same way after I broke my ankle.
Oh, right, yeah, of course.
Still, at least you can hold a glass of wine. Mm. May I?
Please help yourself, Charlie.
Thanks.
And if you'd like to take a brochure as well, maybe the next time BL's running a corporate event.
Ah, well,
actually...
Look, I'm moving to an estate in Scotland, so...
Yes, of course. Linda did tell me.
Oh, did she really?
Whereabouts is it?
Perthshire. Plenty of beef cattle, plus some fish.
Right.
Well, that's going to be different.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Oh, excuse me, there's Adam and Ian.
Oh, tell them to come and say hello.
Okay, well...
Look, don't let me stop you.
Oh, no.
I'm sure there are other more likely punters you'd like to talk to. Look, thanks for the wine, though.
Not at all. And please help yourself to canapés. And there are plenty more wines to taste in the room next door.
Cheers.
Excuse me. I couldn't have a glass as well, could I?
Richard!
Hello, Elizabeth.
What are you doing here? I thought you couldn't make it.
My previous engagement fell through.
Oh.
My invitation's still valid, isn't it?
yes, yes, of course it is. Mwah. Oh, it's wonderful to see you.
Honestly, Ian, Brian won't care. Whatever you decide will be fine.
What do you think of this, Pino? Mm. It's got a nice colour. I'd say it's a little more silky than that other burgundy we tried. Oh, Charlie.
Ian, how's it going? Adam?
Evening.
Well, Adam said he thought you were here. We must have kept missing you.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, you all right, David? Enjoying yourself?
I am, actually. I wasn't sure I would. You know, what with Ruth being away and the arm and the pneumonia.
You said the calves are recovering, though.
Yeah, the antibiotics are doing their job.
Ah. What about you, Charlie? You having a good time?
Well, I don't think I'll be driving home, put it that way. I've learned a lot about wine, though.
Although, really, I suppose it's Scotch whiskey you should be learning about now. Mm.
So, David, when is Ruth getting home?
Sunday. Around the same time that you two will be practising your vows and getting nervous.
No, not nervous.
You coming to the ceremony on Monday, Charlie?
Yeah, it'll be my one and only wedding since I've been here.
Really?
Yeah, nice to know I'm leaving, having made at least a few good friends.
Excuse me, I just need to... I won't be long.
Okay.
And I'm glad you're going to the Bull afterwards. Have you been in since the grand reopening?
Yeah, I popped in yesterday to check on arrangements. It was really busy.
Well, you better watch out. Kenton and Jolene will be stealing your trade.
Do you know if there are any more of those delicious canapés?
Huh?
I should have eaten before I came out.
Well, I can't see anyone with a tray.
Well, why don't you ask Elizabeth? She's just over there, look.
Good idea.
I'm sure she'll sort you out.
Who is that, by the way, the chap talking to her?
That's Richard Locke. Used to be our local GP.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard his name mentioned.
Why do you ask?
No reason. They've just spent a lot of time chatting together.
Aren't you a bit cold?
No. I just needed some fresh air.
Ah. You chose the same spot where we both stood at New Year. You know, when we...
Charlie, don't.
Adam, I wasn't sure whether to do this, but one of us has to say something, and if I don't do it now...
Okay, slow
down. I know I'm going to regret it.
What are you saying?
I'm saying there's no reason why I have to go to Scotland on my own.
What?
Why don't we go together?
You're drunk.
Really, I'm not.
You must be.
Okay, maybe a little, but I've been thinking about it for a while. I wouldn't ask if I wasn't serious.
I'm getting married in 3 days.
And I promise, if you do, I won't make a scene. There won't be any last-minute objections.
No, just this one.
But I don't think you want to. Why else did you rush over to see me?
When?
Look, when you heard I was leaving, you practically begged me to stay.
No,
look, don't
no,
deny it. I know you too well.
Charlie,
look,
stop,
what you're
please.
Thinking, what you're feeling.
People might be watching.
But if you came to Scotland, we'd be rid of all the things that have come between us. We'd be free to work out whatever this is.
Aren't you forgetting one thing?
What's that?
Love. You're asking me to give up everything and for what? A hope?
No. More than that.
Charlie.
I love you, Adam. There's cards on the table. Will you start a new life with me up in Scotland?
Elizabeth, sorry, excuse me. You haven't seen Adam around anywhere, have you?
No, sorry, Ian. Have you tried looking next door?
Yeah, I've just been there. Oh, don't worry. You must be around somewhere.
Sorry, Richard. Where were we?
You were telling me about Dan's new girlfriend.
Oh, yes. Dorothy. I'm not sure how serious it is, but he's taking her to his mess Christmas bash.
So we had a good 21st, then.
Yes. I don't know how they did it, but some of Dan's army pals managed to climb up and take a deer head down from the wall.
Oh, no. They didn't.
Stuck it in the middle of the floral display.
Oh, that's terrible. You'd have thought they'd be told more respect.
It's all right, you can laugh.
Oh, good. Can I?
I thought it was hilarious. Oh, and it's nothing compared to the way Linda's taken over the place.
Yeah, so I hear. How are rehearsals for Calendar Girls?
Well, I'm in it now.
You're not.
I am.
Well, now I'm definitely going to have to see it. Oh, no, not for that reason.
No?
No, I've got some news, actually. It's going to be a lot easier for me to support village events in the future. I'm moving back to Ambridge.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. I've just signed a tenancy for Keeper's Cottage.
Really? David, come here. You need to hear what Richard's just told me.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
He's moving into Keeper's Cottage.
Sorry. Okay. What, in Ambridge?
Where do you think? Oh. I mean, isn't that amazing?
I'm going to have to take this. It won't be a minute.
Right.
Can you believe it?
No, that's quite a surprise.
Oh, it'd be so great to have him back in the village.
Charlie, you know absolutely nothing about my relationship with Ian.
I know you don't feel the same way about him. I know your whole life's been a compromise. With Ian, with Brian, with the farm...
Look, it's true. I do have feelings for you. Extremely powerful ones. But Ian is a good man. When I'm all at sea, he's my rock. What have you ever done except throw my life into chaos?
Isn't it more exciting, though?
Exciting?
Yes.
And what if it doesn't work when all that excitement runs out?
Who says it will?
Because that's what life does. It settles down. And we haven't the faintest idea what we'd be like. Not in the ordinary, intimate way. Not in the way I know Ian.
Oh, for God's sake, stop comparing me to Ian. This isn't about him.
Of course it's about Ian.
No, it's not. It's about you choosing the life you want. And I promise you, Adam, we'd take that journey together, side by side, finding out all those things together. I can imagine it, even if you can't. Adam, look at me. I know we could be happy. Happier than you are now. You just have to trust me.
Charlie, I can't. I am happy. Maybe not in the way you mean, but my home's here. My work's here.
I know.
My husband-to-be's here, whom I love.
Love enough?
Enough that I'm not going to break his heart.
Instead, you're going to sacrifice what you want for him.
Isn't that what love is? Real love?
And you won't make a sacrifice for me?
You've always said I'm too risk-averse. Well, maybe that's who I really am. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I can't be the person you want me to be.
No.
If we were the same age...
It's okay.
If I didn't have so much baggage...
Adam, really. I understand.
Adam?
Over here, Ian.
Oh, I've been looking for you everywhere. All right, Charlie.
Hi.
You ready to go? I told David we'd give him a lift.
Oh, right.
Or, no, sorry, did you want to stay?
No, I don't mind. You go. It's getting late.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Bye then, Charlie.
Yeah, see you, Adam. Oh, enjoy the rest of your night.
All right, I'm coming. Hello?
David?
Hello?
You okay? You sound out of breath.
No, I just walked in. I've been at the wine festival at Lower Loxley.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it was, actually. I'm pleased I went. More importantly, how are you? It's lovely to hear your voice.
I'm great. It's a beautiful day. I've just finished eating breakfast on the veranda with Ray and the family.
Oh, that sounds nice.
In fact, they say I'm welcome to stay a little longer.
What do you mean?
I've decided not to come back with the others.
But love?
I know, David, but when am I going to get this opportunity again? It's such a long flight.
No, I know.
And I feel like I've hardly been here.
It's been 2 weeks.
Exactly, no time at all.
Look, I'm really glad you're having such a good time, but things aren't exactly ideal here.
Why? What's happened?
Well...
You're managing, aren't you? It's not as if I'm not doing this for the farm. You won't believe the amount of useful stuff I'm learning, seeing how Ray works with his herd.
Yeah, okay, but...
And more than anything, David, I'm just excited about farming again. I actually jumped out of bed this morning. I can't remember the last time I did that.
That's brilliant, love.
It won't be that long.
So, when do you think you'll be back?
I'm not sure exactly. I've booked an open ticket. I know it's expensive, but it'll be so worth it.
No. I was just thinking, it's our anniversary on Tuesday, that's all.
Yeah, but it's not like it's an important number.
Oh, no, I suppose.
27 isn't really.
No, you're right. No, look, don't worry about anything. You just concentrate on getting the most out of your trip.
Thanks.
Please, though, make sure you're not gone too long. Eh?
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.